Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, those of you who've been listening to my show for very long, maybe even some of you may have heard me say this in the original comment that I made, which would have been back in 1998. That's right. Some of you could have been listening back in those days. And I started looking into my 21st century crystal ball, and I started telling you that in addition to all of the other things that were going to be required for you to be able to be successful in the 21st century, three things were going to have heightened level of importance. And the three are leveraging technology, networking, and building strategic alliances. I said, that's going to be, of all the other things, you're still going to have to do the financial part, you're still going to have to do the marketing part. We didn't know anything about social media in those days yet. But those three things I felt were really going to be critical, as more so in the 21st century than they were in the 20th century, leveraging technology, networking, and building strategic alliances. Now, I'm sure you've become a lot more proficient in the last 12 years with the tech stuff. And I know you're better as a networker today than you were 10 years ago. But here's the question, and this is what I want to talk about with you this segment. Have you gotten better at building strategic alliances? Have you figured out how to create partners to help you leverage their capability and your capability together? When you come to the end of your resources, small business owners, the people, the assets, the technology, the cash, and the credit, you know, when you come to the end of that and you still don't have enough, as we typically do, we got to do something that I say is as primordial as when the caveman Og asked Gog, the other caveman, to hold the chisel while he carved out something that looked a lot like a donut, his new invention. He was creating a strategic alliance of some kind, a primitive form of strategic alliance. And so we've got to do that today. Small business owners have got to do that kind of thing today if you're going to be successful and grow your business in the 21st century. So here's some questions for you, and see if you think to help you understand if you could use need to get a little bit better at strategic alliances. Is your business growth happening by is it hampered, I should say, by a lack of people, by a lack of capital, or any other assets? Is that holding you back? Would you like to bid on a proposal that you've seen, that you know about, but you know that the specifications for that proposal, that your organization can't meet those? Are you reluctant? You know, I tell you all the time, ask customers, what do they want? Are you reluctant to do that because you're afraid that their answer to your question, what do you want, what do you need, how can I help you? You're afraid that answer can't be met by your organization, that you can't step up to that with your own resources. If any of these or any variation, whatever your own pain is, if any of these sound way too familiar, consider one of these following. I'm going to talk about three alliance examples, and I'm going to do it in descending order of formality. First would be a partner. A partnership relationship is more formal and typically longer term. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about taking on a business partner, the two of you getting together and running a business together. That's a whole other conversation. But regardless of how you structure it, though, in general, here's the thing about partners. When you have a partner, all partners have a vested interest in the success of the entire enterprise. Here's an example. Two business owners buy a commercial duplex and share the space because in order to get more than they could afford if they did it on their own. Neither one of them have the cash or the credit to swing the deal alone, so they come together, they become partners in the ownership of that piece of real estate. That's what I mean by the kind of partnership I'm talking about. That's an example. But make sure now when you do a partnership, make sure that that an attorney is involved. A partnership, because both of you are jointly and severally liable. Now, you know what that means. You let the attorney, just ask your attorney what that means, jointly and severally. Because of that, when you are a partner, it does bring on more obligations. So be sure to get an attorney to help you with that. Then the next one structure is a subcontractor. This is another alliance. And you're doing this all the time, but let's take a lesson from our construction guys. They do this all the time. By definition, a subcontractor becomes a contractual participant that you bring in to help fill a larger project for which you are the lead vendor. Now, unlike a partner, a sub expects to get paid for delivery of work or their products regardless of how the project turns out. So a subcontractor, when you're thinking, okay, I don't have the capability to do this, to meet this customer demand or to comply with this proposal, I don't have the resources to do this. Well, maybe a subcontractor could add that. If you're not in the construction business, you might not be used to subcontractors. But take a lesson from that industry and think about subs. And they come in, they do the work by contract. When it's over, they get paid and they go away. You don't have to deal with them anymore. That's a kind of a strategic alliance. And then what I'm calling the actual strategic alliance is my definition of this. This is less formal, typically. For example, let's say three companies come together. Let's say a jeweler, a florist, and a photographer join forces to produce a marketing or advertising campaign for brides. And that campaign represents all the brands. After the campaign's done and paid for, the participants have no further connection. These are just examples, folks, of how you can leverage other people's assets in an alliance way that will help you to grow your business. And you bring them in and you let them go away, depending on how you structure it. Before giving up on those projects, because you don't have those in-house resources, look around for these alliance opportunities. Take advantage of that opportunity. And remember, if Og the caveman can do it, you can too. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter right there on the homepage. Also, our poll question, we ask a different one every week right there on the homepage. You can get to my blog. You can get to all the other things, the Brain Trust members, all that stuff right there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Quick break. More to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.